If you look at the South African online population, I saw you shared an infographic today,
yes.
And I don't know what the number was. I didn't get to see that. But
yeah.
What is the latest up?
We can have a look. Karen, okay. Talk it. We'll find it.
Because, you know, if we want to really engage with the South African population, the traditional web or the web channel is not going to reach everyone. So a product like Textile, and without, you know, I don't want to be punting products
yep.
here,
no, go
but
for it.
It allows companies to engage with people who don't have access to the internet and get recruiting response via SMS, and also build kind of talent pipelines in areas that they can't traditionally reach. These guys used to use fax machines, you know, candidates used to send faxes to these companies, and they used to go in a big box that were, you know, tied up and put in a room that they were never checked. So, very inefficient process, that's really what Textile has allowed for is automating that process and, yeah, making it less of a headache than it's always traditionally has been.
And then on your side, I saw there's another product called Kingfisher.
We basically break the recruitment process into two parts. So one part is sourcing applications, and the other one is managing applications. Now, sourcing applications is not dissimilar to the way you would source a consumer. You know, you have to be, let's say you're hiring for a .NET developer or you're hiring for an actuarial candidate. You have to be in the right place with the right message, and that's what we built a product called Kingfisher, which complements our other products but helps our clients engage with the right types of people using social media, using niche job boards. Boards like the Biz Community Board, which has got a content play as its main focus and attracts passive job seekers. So social boards, and then, you know, other messaging platforms such as Mixit, such as, you know, To-Go, something we're experimenting with at the moment, and various others. And, you know, they're changing, you know, every few months there's someone who's hot and upcoming, and we need to change that. So it helps you target the right types of people.
And then, okay, so all the products you're talking about now, that's kind of client-based. So do recruiters still fit within this? Are you the enemy of recruiters, or do you work with recruiters?
By recruiters, do you mean
agencies?
Agencies,
yeah.
Okay, so all our products are focused more towards business, corporate businesses, small, medium, large enterprises. We don't focus on agency recruitment. We do believe there's a place for headhunting, senior headhunting, where there's a skill. And some of the guys who do that are amazing in terms of how they work. You know, they know every IT director in the country. They've got a network with all of them, and they know what the movement is.
Yeah.
And these guys have got good relationships, and I respect those guys in terms of the higher end of agency or headhunting. But the guys who place job adverts on job boards get a whole lot of response, package a CV really nice and neatly, and go, you know, present it to the customer and charge them an arm and a leg. Those are the guys that we don't particularly support, and we always promote, you know, take ownership of your own recruitment process. Use the power of your brand to attract quality candidates, and the rest the system will automate. So why use an agency?
And once again, going automated is just time and money saving all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, recruitment is a process which has typically been hugely inefficient, and it still is, especially in South Africa. And we're just trying to change that mindset that there are. Technology can help. It might not replace everything, but it can certainly help and reduce the amount of headaches that the process can bring.
We are going to get to the trends and kind of what you see happening
yes.
within recruitment. I think we will do that in the second part of the show. But I think for now, I think I like the idea of the clients. So I imagine you guys have got some competition in out there.
Yes.
Obviously, recruitment being so big.
Yeah.
So if you're a client, well, or when you're speaking to a client, what is your advice to that client when they're looking at products like this? Like, what are the tick box items to kind of say, like, these are the things you have to have, you can't live without, these are the nice to haves? Just kind of giving them advice on the kind of bringing the recruitment function in-house.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, again, the internet has broken boundaries, geographical boundaries, which means that competition isn't necessarily localized as it might have been in previous times. So a lot of our competition comes out of the States, it comes out of Europe, and they are able to deliver products into this country. We compete with them typically on a hosting perspective, where we're local and we're quicker and we've got local support, there's no time zone issues. And so when looking at a foreign provider versus a local provider, there's all of those pros and cons. Also the cost, the currency, exchange rate can make things incredibly expensive and not necessarily pegged to a certain price. So that is something that comes up initially, but any product of this nature, I believe, needs to be evolving. Number one, I think, again, the web is evolving from day to day, as everyone knows, and no one knows. Well, everyone predicts what's coming, but we have to be ready for the next curveball which is thrown, and suddenly you have to change your way a bit. And being a small business and Cape Town based, I think we're able to adjust as and when we need to. So I think a product that shows it has a roadmap and has some sort of a strategy for the future is very important as well.
And on the client side, how manpower heavy are these type of cloud-based products? How much manpower is needed on the client side?
Okay. Sometimes for customers, I mean, if I take a Discovery, if I take a Vodacom, if I take a Telkom, customer of ours.
So really big players.
Toyota, yeah. Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz. These guys attract huge amounts of candidates. Everyone wants to work for them. Yeah. And not necessarily everyone, well, most people do not have the relevant qualifications in that. So they attract a huge amount of traffic. And jobs are typically the most clicked menu item on a website. And it's a generalization, but if you look at a heat map, jobs are often attract a lot of attention. So these guys often have to handle quite a few queries from candidates where, do you have bursary programs, learnerships, and in South Africa with such a high unemployment rate, that's a reality. So dealing with candidate queries coming through is always something. And also, and I suppose the technology helps, but dealing with a huge amount of candidates that just apply for every job, although one's a CEO of a company, another one's a call center agent, and they just try their luck and they apply for everything. So technology helps to do that, but you still need people behind the scenes to manage those candidate interactions. You've still got your brand on the line.
Yeah.
So your employer brand is something that needs to be maintained. You need to get back to candidates. So there can be quite a human needs to get involved in that process, and you try to automate just to a certain degree, but that's still a challenge in the space.
And then the last question before we take a song, how does social media fit into all of your products then? So it's always still playing a big part?
Yes. So we use social media from a sourcing side. Okay. So when a client places a job advert, it can be published onto automated publishing onto a LinkedIn or a Facebook or a Twitter or various job boards as well. So we use it from a sourcing side, but that is increasingly becoming less effective, obviously, with the noise involved in social media. We're getting less not as good as results as we might have used to. So we're finding that targeting certain types of candidates on social media is more effective. So helping customers identify key areas where they're weak, and then driving cost per click campaigns on social media sites, keyword campaigns, creative thinking around that. And it's not dissimilar to traditional or your online marketing, where you need to you know, come up with creative concepts to be heard out there. So that's another part of our business that we're very excited about as well.
And you mentioned LinkedIn. I think it's becoming more important on LinkedIn. I'm seeing lots of jobs and job ads. Do you see LinkedIn as a competitor, or is that for you like a bit of a source for some decent candidates as well?
Yeah, so we're actually expecting to announce something in the next few months where we'll be working a lot closer with LinkedIn. But LinkedIn had a phenomenal 2012, especially in first world markets. And one of their primary revenue models is jobs. There are a glorified, job search, CV, referrals, etc., and incredibly powerful. And the amounts of South Africans on LinkedIn is growing.
Yeah, I read that it's over 2 million people, South Africans, on LinkedIn.
And the targeting on LinkedIn is incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
So I can target a marketing director at Coca-Cola, a marketing director at, wherever, and speak to them directly through those tools and only pay for relevant, click-throughs that come through. So LinkedIn, also posting your job adverts on your company page, and being able to use LinkedIn as a source of referrals, that's a massive buzzword at the moment. So tapping into your network of LinkedIn connections, incentivizing you to share the job advert, when it comes through from your company, and rewarding candidates who do that. So there's a lot of innovation in the space, but at the end of the day, HR is not switched on when it comes to technology. Yeah. Recruitment is a very unsexy space, and it's always a challenge trying to convince these guys, where they need to be playing to get the best talent.
I think we've pretty much covered Greylink and kind of where the field you guys are playing in. I think we're going to take a quick song, and then we'll come back and kind of look forward for 2013 and beyond on what you see that are going to be the important elements, kind of what's happening overseas, the rest of Africa and South Africa, and how they're all working together.
Cool.
Be right back after Mumford & Sons.
Tame my flesh and fix my eyes. A tethered mind freed from the lies. Now kneel down, wait for now. I'll kneel down, know my ground. Woo!
And opinion makers, you're listening to Biz Takeouts, the biz community marketing and media
show on 2OV.FM. Welcome back to Biz Takeouts, the marketing and media show. That's just Matt's chair. That's not the world ending. Mm-hmm. That noise. Okay, we've looked at. Okay, if you have got any questions for us on Twitter, you can get us with hashtag Biz Takeouts, B-I-Z Takeouts, plural. If you've got any questions on online recruitment for Matt. Okay, we've looked at Greylink, kind of where you guys fit into the online recruitment world in South Africa. Let's look going forward. Well, what are your kind of predictions for online recruitment in South Africa for the year 2013?
Okay, well, we put an article up that went on to Biz last couple of days. And really, I think that one of the things that we did stress in the article was that the South African situation or African situation is very different to the Americas, the Europe's, you know, the first world countries who typically lead in this space, and they're typically a number of years ahead of us. But even that said, we've got a very different situation here, and I went through it earlier, where not only are a very small percentage of our candidates and job seekers online, you know, in terms of have web connectivity, not a lot of companies. And we did a survey, and a lot of, you know, metrics have come out where only half of South African companies are truly online, mm-hmm. and using technology to automate recruitment. So that said, you know, one of the items that we see is mobile. I mean, everyone's talking about mobile, but if we just get under the hood of that a bit more.
Yeah.
Obviously, with Africa's 650 million mobile phone owners and growing big time, 8 out of 10 South Africans have a mobile phone. So we have to be using that to speak to candidates that we might employ.
Which is obviously how your text hire product fits into that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So mobile might not be for every position you advertise. You might not advertise. Well, let's say text hire using, you know, text hire does allow applications through channels like Mixits and others, but SMS is our primary traffic generator.
Obviously for a certain like caliber of, well, that's of employee.
It.
So
that's
yeah.
it. Okay. So I mean, you take blue collar workers, retailers in South Africa that have been trying to use fax machines as a way of recruiting for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy that they candidates pay 10 rand for the first fax and 5 rand for a page thereafter. So it quickly adds up to 40, 50 bucks.
Yeah.
They're also getting transport to get there, 60, 70 bucks. It goes to a, you know, many well-known employers that I don't want to name and shame any brands here, but I could. And they never hear back from that employer.
Sure.
And when that equals a buying decision, you never know whether that candidate says, you know, screw these guys, they never got back to me, I'm, you know, not going to buy their products. So we need to be very careful of that. But using SMS to engage with blue collar workers, we've found the traffic is crazy. Okay. And immediate response. So you immediately know that you regret it. You didn't meet the criteria. Thanks for coming. And although if you read the advert, you would have seen the criteria and you should never have applied in the first place. So mobile is very important. Africa, obviously that's South Africa. If we go into other African countries, you've got different networks where premium rate SMS isn't an option. And we're looking at, you know, USSD and other ways of engaging. We've got a Facebook app that we can plug into as well, but it all goes into the same.
Yeah.
Talent pool that the clients can access. So mobile is big. We've also, you know, you talk about .mobi sites with your jobs advertised, apps. Again, it might come, but I don't think that's a primary objective for us. Maybe in the US or Europe it's important, and it will be important moving forward. But for now, we don't see apps or mobile website, responsive design website, those types of things as a critical one. SMS is kind of where it's at. I think there's a lot of disruptors in this space. Okay, so there's some traditional job boards in South Africa that charge six figures to certain corporate companies to advertise unlimited job postings for a year. Now, I don't know if you've heard of Indeed.
Yes.
Okay, so what Indeed do is they aggregate jobs from multiple sources, all the boards, the free boards, pay boards, everywhere in one place. So you do one job search and you can access all jobs. So candidates are quickly going to Indeed instead of going to individual job boards in SA.
It's everything together in one plate for you to kind of search through.
That's it.
Beautiful.
That's it. Now, their job postings are free. So clients can go directly there, post a job advert, and counter what they used to pay big time in terms of cash. So that's the first thing. And in the US, they have opened up a free talent database. So companies can go in there and search for candidates where they would also be paying, you know, big cash for. And they have disrupted a space big time. I mean, Indeed are... To some of our clients, they bring them, you know, 30 to 50% of their traffic.
Okay.
Big, big numbers in South Africa.
So what is the business model for Indeed then? How are they making their money if they're not charging for those?
They make their money through cost per click advertising, much like Google. So you can pay for a keyword and outbid your competitor based on engineering, actuary, .NET developer, whatever it is. And that's ultimately their revenue model. They got one or two others, but that's their primary revenue model.
And you spoke about the talent pool happening overseas as well. I know a lot of recruitment sites in South Africa kind of have like your CV search where you kind of register your CV and then recruiters can kind of sift through thousands of CVs. So it's that kind of idea, but it's free.
That's it.
So which is also crowdsourcing in a way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of... They were bought by... I mean, billions of dollars last year by some Chinese company.
Yeah.
But they're going to remain, I think, you know, operationally out of the US. But they have got a lot of innovative concepts and mostly disruptive. So they're changing the way guys like job boards, traditional job boards, have, you know, their revenue models. And they're changing the way they think.
So do you think that's going to be something we're going to see in the next couple of years, is kind of jobs becoming almost a free posting and not necessarily paying for it, and for recruiters finding talent in a kind of a pool of almost endless amounts of people?
I think job posting, potentially, that is an option. I think boards might need to innovate and look at new revenue models, maybe paying on a higher, you know, it's a bit of a lottery if you place a job advert and you find someone.
Yeah.
But also, you know, going to do a candidate search on there for a high-end skill, those guys aren't there.
Yeah.
You have to break out of there and be thinking out of the box and you know, maybe looking on LinkedIn, tapping into your referrals, speaking to your employees and saying, guys, you know, you've got a whole lot of devs there or guys who in your skill space saying, we're looking for this position. Here's $5,000, bring me the candidates. And those in the US over the past couple of years have been the number one source of hire, without a doubt, is referrals.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can't beat, you know, good people know good people, and you know, job boards, they serve a purpose, yeah, but they're not necessarily the be all and end all of your problems.
So it's going back to that old nugget of it's not what you know, it's who you know.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's very, very pertinent in the recruiting space.
Okay.
So
we're saying there's going to be a change in the kind in the models for job boards and
for
how they're using that.
And okay. I think more of a relationship driven model where they might need more of a relationship with their candidates. Okay. Being more transparent with employers to say, we have this many candidates, not, you know, the whole quantity versus quantity versus quality becomes an important decider for a lot of customers. Mm. They don't want 5,000 applications of irrelevant people. That shouldn't be a success factor whether I get lots of applicants or lots of traffic. It should be, you know, if I got 10 good people versus 10,000 irrelevant people, you know, it's all about quality.
Okay.
So that mindset is changing to quality versus quantity.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
And that's, again, it's all about relationships.
Yeah.
Again, we were talking in the break about, you know, crowdsourcing.
Yeah.
And some guys locally are doing, you know, jobs bounty, hiring bounty, again, disrupting a market that needs one hell of a disruption. It's recruitment can't continue the way it has, and it needs a bit of a shake up, and for recruiters to really get more marketing savvy, more tech savvy about finding the right people, not being able to just sign a check for an agency to bring you the right person, and that person typically isn't, because they don't know the culture of the business and all those good things. So yeah, that's an important
thing. Do you want to talk about job bounty quickly, just for someone, people listening who don't actually know what it is, just explain how it works and kind of the benefits of it.
It's a crowdsourcing based jobs platform, and there are quite a few ideas like this coming out of the US as well, where you put a bounty on a job placement and you get paid for promoting that job to your personal network. You get rewarded if the person is placed. The person that's placed is rewarded, and obviously there's a payment to them as well. So it's taking referral management and, you know, getting more creative around that and tracking that. And I see that as a big disruption in the marketplace.
Yeah. And then, I think it's a great idea. Another question is kind of, are there any security issues which applicants should be worried about and companies as well? When obviously moving online, there's always the risk of being hacked and that kind of thing. Are there any security issues surrounding this, or you think it's not really a concern?
I think security is always a concern, and it's needs to be high up on any provider's agenda. However, it's not a bank account.
Yeah.
So if you hack into someone's profile, you're not going to get passwords. You're not going to get credit card information. There's not a lot of highly confidential security financial information, but there is, you know, your CV based, your personal information, your email address, and maybe other information, which is very important to keep secure. So security is very important, and a lot of candidates, you know, like to check the provider and make sure that it is the case. And you've got the Privacy of Protection and Information Act, the POPI Act, which is starting to, it's quite new in terms of the space in South Africa, and we're having to take that very seriously. And we're going to be focusing on that, in coming weeks in terms of educating the market around that. But security it's important. You're a web-based application. It needs to be number one.
And obviously with all the cloud kind of offerings, there's always the chance that something can go wrong, but you guys have got that covered, I take it.
I wouldn't say covered, but we definitely place a high emphasis on it. You never know what's around the next corner, but you know, all of our systems and sites come with SSL, data is encrypted, and we place a huge importance on security, and it's something we take very seriously, and you have to as a cloud-based company, because that's the number one question that comes from any IT director or similar.
Which has led me nicely into my next question is, when you go see a client and you kind of try, you're explaining your products to them, what is the first question they ask you about recruitment?
How much does it cost?
Is that it? It's always about how much.
It's always about
the price.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and a lot of the guys locally still go for the cheapest provider, not necessarily the provider that ticks all the boxes. But it's still about, you know, cost and convincing them that online's the way to go. You've got a lot of HR people who've been doing recruiting for the past 20 years, and they don't want to change. Change management is another big issue in South Africa. Yeah. People are very happy the way they're going, and although they're hemorrhaging skills and they're not building up supply of talent where they need to. So cost is an important, I think, you know, what does it mean for my team and my business in terms of changing our processes? Because it does, that needs to be taken seriously. I mean, social is becoming a big differentiator where they ask, you know, how can we use LinkedIn? How can we use Facebook, Twitter, etc. to you know, engage the right types of candidates and use them more effectively. So, yeah, that's
cool. We're going to take one more song and then we'll end off the show. We'll kind of look at, recently you guys were nominated as one of the 5 cool vendors by IT Gardener.
Yes.
Right? We'll talk about that. Cool. But let's just take, we've got a quick song. We've got the Lumineers and we'll be right back after that.
I've been trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life. Hey! I've been sleeping here instead. Hey! I've been sleeping in my bed. Hey! I've been sleeping in my bed. Hey! Hey! So show me family. Hey! All the blood that I will bleed. Hey! I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song. I belong with you, you belong with me, my sweet home. I belong with you, you belong with me, my sweet
news you want. You're listening to Biz Takeout,
the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on 203.fm.
Welcome back to Biz Takeout. Welcome to the last stretch of the show. We're still chatting to Matt Gray from Graylink, and we're looking at online recruitment in South Africa and Africa. So we've kind of covered Graylink and kind of what you think are the 3 important points happening for next year. I think let's look more at the client side again. So if you were a client, so I know you guys focus on large enterprises and like your kind of SME type kind of companies as well. Would you have different recruitment advice for different size corporations, and what is that advice?
Well, ultimately recruitment is something that everyone hates and no one wants to, is really interested in it until they have to do it. And with there's a lot of growing small industries in Cape Town in South Africa. I have been engaging with a lot of smaller tech companies in Cape Town and just helping them to plan for their future in terms of people.
Yeah.
and helping them get a robust kind of plan in place just to ease the pain. Because with any small business, the CEO is hiring, he's buying the tea, he's doing everything. You know, if you've got an inbox that's getting clogged with irrelevant CVs, you're going to go crazy. So we got an application called Fish Tank. So if you go to fishtankrecruit.com, you can create your own what we call applicant tracking system. It basically allows you to receive CVs instead of going to your inbox. It goes into Fish Tank, which is an online web app, and we index the CV that comes in, and so you can search it. So instead of going to your inbox, it goes into your Fish Tank. You log into a web app, and you can search for candidates with keywords. You can advertise jobs. So that's a start. I believe getting a simple, I mean, it can cost, you know, it's less than $100 a month or whatever it is for different packages. And there's a free trial as well. But get a system in place that allows you to just push recruitment separately to your inbox in terms of where you work. And then maybe start looking at kind of niche sites that you want to publish on. So if you want marketing and media talent, you know, shameless pun, but Biz Community is the place to go.
I think.
You know, Biz Community is, you obviously grown your industry categories, and a lot of our clients have had great success for Biz Community because candidates are going there to read content, not necessarily to look for jobs. You will dangle the carrot and show, you know, relevant jobs to a candidate that's reading an article, and that has great results in terms of speaking to the right types of people. So placing your job advert separately on sites where your candidates are. If it's IT, you might want to speak to, you know, Meanburns, Mean Jobs, My Broadband, obviously marketing and media, BizCom, and all your sectors. And there's lots of niche sites, but then getting them to send their CVs in. So you need to get the sourcing and the managing process, and, you know, really let technology take care of that aspect.
Is that the same? Are those the same kind of rules for big corporate monsters and then your SMEs as well? Are those kind of the same?
I would treat a big corporate monster slightly differently, where they need a system which is configured around their requirements.
Okay.
It's not an off-the-shelf product, you know, where you basically get what you're given.
Okay.
But the model about sourcing and managing is runs across all different sized businesses. I think we do have products, and I think there needs to be more education around recruiting. That doesn't have to be, you know, the worst part of your job is hiring and hopefully not firing. But just trying to help guys out in terms of how to manage the process better.
You mentioned the product's got a free trial, and I think it's like with any technology, is like kind of get there, play with it, and get familiar with it, but don't be scared of it. I think that's kind of the message around it.
Yeah, so we give you it works on documents, so you send an email into your Fish Tank, and basically your CV, if you've got a PDF of your CV, that's one document. If you've got your driver's license, your ID, that's three documents. And we give you a 100-document free trial, and you can delete candidates to keep your amount less than 100.
Okay.
But if you want to take it seriously, you need to upgrade. And it's a global place, not just South Africa, but we are marketing it, here locally. It's still kind of in beta. We haven't released properly, but we're going to push at some stage.
Okay, and then let's talk quickly about, you guys were recently nominated as one of the cool vendors for Gartner. What is that?
Gartner is one of the world's leading IT research companies, and they do a lot of industry reports and case studies that you know, companies directors have access to, and they use them as a guide for making purchasing decisions of software and other products. They in 2011, they have every year they've got what they call a cool vendor kind of a list or a report on people who are doing innovative things in the world of technology and human capital management, or HR.
Human capital management.
Exactly. A mouthful of its official title.
Sounds so
and it's,
serious.
That needs to change in the space, and hopefully it will, but they need to take themselves less seriously. But they looked at five different products around the world and featured them. that were doing cool things and innovative things. And obviously we at Capitec Bank, as our first customer who came to us with a problem and said, we've got a massive growth strategy, but we can't keep up with the demand for staff. And we can't hire as fast as these guys want to grow. Fax isn't working for us, so we need to think out of the box. So we developed, that's where we developed Techstar.
Okay.
They were the first clients to use that. And we automated the process of candidates via two-way SMS.
Yes.
And it was rolled out to various other companies and had really great feedback. And Gartner featured it as an African solution for an African problem.
And you were one of only
five
cool vendors and the only one from Africa.
Yes.
Oh, which is nothing to sneeze at. That's amazing.
No, it was great.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago, so we need to keep innovating and doing cool stuff. But it was good. We enjoyed the feedback that got. And they're a globe. Everyone knows Gartner in the space.
Yeah. And then if you had to say to a recruiter your one key advice, so like just one thing for a company looking to start recruitment and start looking at a service like yours, product like yours, your one point to say, if you're going to start out, this is the one thing you have to do.
You need to have a strategy.
Okay.
So don't just be reactive, be proactive. Don't just get a job advert on your desk and go fire it out on a board, get response to your email, and suddenly you're getting sunk in CVs. I think you need to pre-plan in terms of looking at your business and going, for the next 12 months, I need the following skills. These are the places where those skills are online. And let's speak to them and see if we can advertise or whatever, and develop a strategy around the people that you're going to hire, and then get a system in place that can manage the response. So again, the headache scenario we talked about earlier, and then activate that strategy.
Yeah.
But again, not be reactive about recruiting, be more proactive about it, and it'll definitely save you a lot of issues
headache
in the long run.
And it'll show you how efficient online can be.
Yeah, it can, definitely. Yeah. And that's ultimately where it's going, and very excited about it.
Cool. We are running out of time, so if anybody wants to get hold of you or Greylink, how... contact details, emails, telephone numbers, website.
Yeah, so www.greylink, that's GraylinkGraylink, graylink.biz, graylink.biz. There's a contact form there. And my email is matt@graylink.biz, matt@graylink.biz.
L-I-N-K. Cool.
Maybe we can drop it in a
tweet
or something.
We'll put it all out on the press release on Monday, which will have the podcast with it as well. Before we go, firstly, thank you so much for coming through and sharing your insight and wisdom about recruitment.
Thanks for having us. It's really cool to finally let recruitment, such a dull topic, make
it shine.
Us, yeah.
No, well, look, I think it's so important. I think without that, a company can't function.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Before we go, one last question. If you were to have an arm wrestle with Scott Gray, who do you think would actually win that battle?
He would beat me just because he's older than me.
And he's a bit ginger as well, isn't he?
He's ginger. He's got that ninja spirit as well.
Okay, so you reckon he would take you?
He would beat me.
Cool. That's all we needed to know. Thank you so much for joining us.
Cheers, Warren.
That was Matt Gray speaking about online recruitment. That'll all be on the podcast on Monday. And that is the end of the show. We've got the Brothers Streep coming up next, and we will speak to you next week.